Joining me live over the phone today is Chad Baldwin from the University of Wyoming. Chad, has spring hit Laramie up on the high plains of Wyoming?
It sure has, Duke, at least for a few days. I hear we got some snow coming tomorrow, though, but that's all right. That's spring in Wyoming, and it is greening up, and so it's very exciting.
That is spring in Wyoming. It's 60s today and 30s and snowing tomorrow. That's what we do. Well,
that's
Chad,
right.
Appreciate your time as always. Love having you on once a month to report on what's happening at UW, and kind of a big announcement that really has a big impact on Lincoln County and Southwest Wyoming. The School of Energy Resources and Engineering is launching an undergrad nuclear certificate program. And obviously here in Lincoln County, our ears perk up when we hear that. What's this all about?
Yeah, we've talked about this sort of thing in the past, Duke, where Wyoming's university is stepping up to play support of this emerging industry in Wyoming, and including, as you mentioned, in Lincoln County, most notably so. And it's actually both graduate and undergraduate students can get a certificate now in nuclear energy science and technology. And it's 15 credit hours. This is an in-person program, but it's basically, and it's typically completed over two academic years, so you don't do it all at once. But this is about building capacity across the university to connect faculty and provide new course offerings for students, establish new core facilities on campus. All of this is going to help students pursue the careers in nuclear energy.
Yeah, and I'm not even, I'm thinking of course, the students and the next working generation, but a certificate program like this has got to be huge for the current workforce as well, or at least the soon to be current workforce in the nuclear industry, and those that maybe will be making that transition, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And a certificate, I mean, you're seeing more and more of these sorts of programs in higher education, Duke, where you're sort of adding a credential to your degree, basically, and that credential, of course, represents lots of knowledge and experience that's going to help you either, you know, enter that field or advance in it, right? And maybe transition from a different career to that. So it's really an important thing, and our School of Energy Resources is doing a good job of responding to these developments.
So you mentioned this is 15 credit hours. It's in-person course offerings. And so would that mean that someone from Lincoln County would have to spend some time in Laramie to get the certificate then?
Yeah, that's correct. And what we kind of have in mind is certainly, I think there's some things in the works that would be for more place-bound people as well. But this is really for those who are coming here to study, saying, here, you've got another option to add on to your degree. And so it's for, as I mentioned, undergrads and grads who are here.
Absolutely. Speaking with Chad Baldwin this morning from the University of Wyoming. Chad, another story that came out of UW that's made the rounds around the state, a study that was done and led by the university on winter die-off thanks to fences and roads for pronghorn migration. And this is something that I'm sure the state game officials especially is going to be using for some time.
Yeah, Duke, you know, we were all pretty heartsick. We love our wildlife in Wyoming. When we had the big die-off of pronghorn and deer in particular in that tough winter, 22-23. And this was, we had, the thing that's really interesting with wildlife research now is with technology, we have amazing ability to track where these animals go and map them. And that's what our researchers did along with some other collaborators. And they basically chronicle what happened to lots of pronghorn that winter and how it was they came to their demise. And it's kind of sad, it's a sad story, but it's important to know because you get a clear picture of what happened. And you also get a picture of what these sort of human-made barriers, how they played into it. It's going to help us, address maybe how to help animals when we have another tough winter like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And along those lines, kind of the moving forward portion of that, UW is also launching an online master's degree in environment, natural resources, and society, right?
Yeah, so we just talked about one where you have to be on campus. Dude, this is one where you can do it. It's an online program. It's the Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources, and it's a fully online Master of Science in Environment, Natural Resources, and Society. So this is for working professionals and career changers, right? So it gives people flexibility to work in, and this is for the environmental and natural resource sectors, you know, public, private sector jobs. It really is a growing field, I think, as you look across our region. And so this is going to be a great program for people to get your master's degree.
Absolutely. Speaking again with Chad Baldwin this morning from Laramie and the University of Wyoming. Chad, this was an interesting study that came out of the University of Wyoming, releasing a new publication on local food systems in Wyoming and the impact it has to the state's budget and the growing impact it could have to the GTB locally in the state.
Yeah, this is UW Extension did this research. We know that the local food sector is an important and really kind of growing sector we've seen in recent years. And some of that has to do with some relaxed, I think, regulation from the state level on what kind of food you can produce and sell. And what they found is $24.4 million contributed to the state's GDP every year. And what they found is if people would just spend 5% of your grocery budget on local foods, we could grow that to $36.3 million. So and we're talking about direct to consumer and direct to retailer sales. So the things like farmers markets or farm stands, I know you right there in Star Valley, you have some folks that certainly do that. It's an important and growing part of our economy, and we have people right on top of trying to help it prosper.
Yeah, I can think of probably five or six right off the top of my head that do that right here in Lincoln County with meat processors and dairies and local growers, that kind of thing. So absolutely.
Yep.
That's Chad Baldwin this morning with the University of Wyoming. Always good information coming out from the university, Chad, that impact us on all corners of the state. So appreciate your time. Anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Don't think so, Duke. We're winding the semester down. Commencement's not that far away, and it's exciting time of year.
That's Chad Baldwin, University of Wyoming. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.